Welcome back to our final segment with Rich Simini for the New York Daily News. My name is Nick Lowry. We're joined by All-Pro linebacker Seth Joyner and the Redskins in a crazy finish. Philadelphia had a crazy finish a couple weeks ago, losing on a 62-yard field goal. But that incident in the last 30 seconds of that game with Novak missing a 49-yarder and then Vander Jack getting yet another kick blocked. And just the whole series of decisions, I think it really wasn't a serious face mask to be 15 yards, but nonetheless, they get that last 47-yarder, and Novak somehow makes it, and suddenly the Redskins are coming into Philadelphia with a sense that maybe their season isn't over. How do you read this game, Seth Joyner?
Well, it should be an interesting game. I mean, the Redskins know that they need this game to get themselves back on track. It's another NFC, you know, East game, and it's really, really important for them. Philadelphia Eagles at the other end of the spectrum, a lot, you know, has been expected of them. 4-4, you know, at the halfway point. And really, I believe, you know, for their player, as far as their playoff lives are concerned, this is a must-win situation for them. And having the bye week off, I think Andy Reid has got some ridiculous, you know, record after his team comes out of the bye week where they almost never lose. And being in Philadelphia, being at home, being rested, I expect for them to really come out and dominate this football game.
With Simini, the Eagles took a full week off, which is unprecedented as well. I think I'm going with Seth on this, that the Redskins still have shown too much inconsistency. How do you see this game in the last 20 seconds?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of Clinton Portis. I think the Redskins will try to attack the Eagles' run defense, which has been very vulnerable this year. But like Seth said, this is, you know, they have to stand up at this point, the Eagles, because their season is on the line, and I suspect they'll answer the challenge this week.
Well, thanks for both of you for joining us. Rich Simini of the New York Daily News. Seth Joyner, off and on Jim Rome. You're on Jim Rome this week, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, stay tuned for Seth Joyner, one of the best contributors on Jim Rome. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Tomorrow's show, Len Dawson from Inside the NFL, Bobby Brister, a former teammate of Seth Joyner, and Rick Bucher is going to give us more from ESPN the magazine on this young NBA season. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Check out all of the headlines at headgamesradio.com. That's headgamesradio.com. We'll see you tomorrow.